We're looking at Paul's shipwreck in Acts 27, verses 21 through 26. Let me pick up where we left off last time at verse 24. An angel has appeared to Paul, and here's what he says to him. God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. Now, I mentioned last time that when John MacArthur was preaching on this passage, he half-kiddingly told his congregation this. I don't think that the ungodly of this world know how fortunate they are to have us righteous people around. Do you know that? I think of that every time I get on an airplane. I think these fortunate people, do they realize that the Lord is not finished with me yet and they're completely secure? I mean, this plane has got to land because I'm on it. I don't think they understand that. They would treat me better if they did. Pretty funny, isn't it? John MacArthur went on to make this very accurate statement. Did you know that God's people in the midst of an ungodly community actually protect that community? F.F. Bruce, a great commentator, would agree. He put it this way. Human society has no idea how much it owes in the mercy of God to the presence of righteous men and women. You know, there's a very real principle at work there. There are things that God will and will not do just because he has his people stationed where they are on our planet. You can find this at work in the Old Testament many times. For example, think of Lot and his family. Yes, in wicked, sinful Sodom. And yet Abraham can stand before God and negotiate the number of righteous people that have to exist simply because Lot and his family are there. And he works pretty hard at it, doesn't he? Think about it. When Jacob has decided to leave his father-in-law and go back to his own people, here's what his father-in-law Laban said to him. If I have found favor in your eyes, please stay, because I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. And he added, name your wages, and I will pay them. You see this again several times in Joseph's story. In Genesis 39, we read, the Lord blessed the Egyptian house because of Joseph, and the blessing of the Lord was on everybody in the house and everybody in the field. The 300 or so souls aboard that grain ship being tossed around by a nor'easter had no idea how fortunate they were to have the Apostle Paul and his two friends with them. But this is the key. Neither Luke nor Aristarchus had a divine date with the Emperor Nero. Paul was the only one that God had eternally preordained to make that appointment. So, in fact, Paul was the key to the whole ship's survival. Let me put it this way, and I don't believe that I'm out of bounds saying this. If Paul had not been aboard that ship, would they have survived? Every single one of them? We may never know, but I suspect that they would have all died. Look at the angel's message again. God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. God had given Paul all of their lives. That's an astounding statement, isn't it? God has, note now, graciously given everyone else's survival. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.